Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, in God's News Behind the News, we want to share today, and we're going to share more about this in the extra hour today, Pat, but we're going to share about Juma at the DNC. You know, we shared about this last week, and we shared about how the president, Barack Obama, and the DNC, which, you know, their national convention starts actually tonight. The Democratic National Convention starts tonight.
That's right.
This is where they share their platform. And, you know, last week, the RNC, the Republican National Convention, was, you know, they had theirs going on. But at the DNC, they've given Islam a place. They've given them a platform. This is on a national stage. And so you've got to be really concerned about this. This event happened, and you got to hear about what a moderate Muslim said about the people that were actually in charge, that were actually putting together this Juma. Juma is a prayer. That's what, you know, it's a Friday night prayer. And of all things, it's like, you know, really? Really? I mean, this is not a good argument for, like, you know, their argument, which is not true.
Right.
They're, you know, they're twisting of separation of church and state. You know what I'm saying? This is not a good argument for that when you make it on your platform.
Right, right.
But, you know, of all things, but he says that the leaders of this event, and this is Jasser, Dr. Jasser. He says that the leaders of this event, which is Jabril Hoff and Iman Siraj Wahaj, they're not moderates. They're radicals, and that these guys, these individuals, embrace an Islamist supremacy and have demonstrated support for radical ideologies. They're like, okay, you know, a simple search, you know, on the internet, you know what I'm saying? A simple search on the internet could have showed you this, could have easily told you what the deal was, you know, that they're leaders of a separatist American Islamist movement. And let me tell you something. We've talked so much about Islam and Muslim, Muslims, radical Muslims, and the caliphate and Sharia, and we're gonna delve more into that today, and in a few days we're gonna be going into, because you know what, we need to hear things sometimes over again. You know, you know, Pat, I'm not the sharpest knife, you know, in the stack there. You know what I mean? I'm honest. I'll come out there right in the front and tell you. Okay.
Right.
And I'm one that needs to kind of hear things, you know, not just once, not maybe just twice. I'm the type of guy, maybe three or four times. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe. So that it can kind of sink in, so that I can kind of basically understand what it is that's being discussed. So it's always good to share these things again and look back, and so we can get a good understanding. Because you don't want to settle for a clip of understanding. I think I heard, or you want to know. I mean, in the day that we're living in, you need to know what you need to know.
Exactly.
And so Hoff and Wahaj, these guys have radical networks, according to Jasser, and that are entrenched in the Charlotte area. And so here's the DNC empowering these guys, and the president giving them stage at their convention. And it's like, this is not good. This is not a good thing. And the Muslim Brotherhood is really trying to, you know, weave themselves into every fabric of our government, whether it be education, whether it be politics, whether it be in any forms of government. They're trying to weave themselves in. And we need to be aware of this. You know, Siraj Wahaj, it was reported that he actually has basically some serious ties to some dangerous radicals, according to Jasser. In 1990, it's reported that he sponsored talks with the blind sheik, Omar Rahman. This is the guy in New York, in New York and New Jersey mosques. And he told his followers that the United States will fall unless it accepts the Islamic agenda.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Wow.
The United States will fall unless it accepts the Islamic agenda. Bridget Gabriel, she's a best-selling author. She stated about Wahaj that if only Muslims were – that he said if only Muslims were clever politically, they could take over the United States and replace its constitutional government with the caliphate.
Wow.
Dude, with the caliphate.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, this is what's happening, and you got to think about, you know, why come to America? You know, it's like, you know, if that's what you believe, you know, who am I to say what you want to believe? You know, if that's what you want to believe, and that's, but why try to come to America and try to establish, you know, a caliphate, Sharia law? We're going to talk more about this in the extra hour. We're going to dive into it because we use terms like caliphate and Sharia, and we want to just look a little bit more into what that actually means. But why come here? You know, find the country, find the line, you know, find the land, find the plot. But why come to the America where we have a constitution? You know, the oldest written constitution, Pat. The oldest.
That's right.
And we have a form of government.
That's right.
That protect the rights of our citizens. And when you come in and try to bring something like that, you're saying that we need to just abolish that. That's not good. He said that he continued to take 6 to 8 million. If 6 to 8 million Muslims unite in America, the country will come to us.
Mm-hmm.
The country will come to us.
Right.
And they also quoted him saying that it is our duty. It is our duty. And our duty as Muslims to replace the U.S. Constitution with the Quran. We need to speak up. And this is the Muslim Brotherhood.
Wow.
Now, this is the same Muslim Brotherhood that the president empowered in Egypt. It's like when you go to another land and try to stir up stuff over there, he goes to Cairo, has a speech, and it's his first speech. You know, sometimes,
right.
I mean, I'm amazed at how sometimes naive we can all be sometimes. We can't be naive.
Right.
We can't be naive. To think, you know, of that things just happen. Let me tell you, things just don't happen.
No.
You know, and especially in government, I mean, things are well planned. You know, there had to be, you know, the president can't go get an ice cream without having a detailed plan to get a cup of ice cream.
Yeah.
Don't tell me he just swung his plane over to, you know, Egypt. He's like, I'm going to stroll in here and just have a, this was
calculated.
A very, you think?
Yeah.
Calculated plan. This is a strategic thing to have a speech in a country where the president of the country doesn't even show up because you've empowered the Muslim Brotherhood in that nation,
which was banned in the nation at the time, right?
Hello.
Yep.
How about this? I mean, it's like, oh my goodness, that was like, what's that? And then you stand on the stage and says that it is your. And I don't have a direct quote here, but we sure have it. You can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFN Torch. You know, and type in Muslim Brotherhood, and you will see it.
Mm-hmm.
But you will see that he says that it is his responsibility, to defend negative stereotypes of Muslims of Islam of Muslims. Wait. This is not
that's not your job. Hello.
I mean, really, we're just talking about just straight up job qualifications, just straight up job responsibilities. Now, if you're an individual and you want to say that and say as a person, this is how I feel and this is what I want to discuss, that's fine. But as a president of the United States, your job is to defend the Constitution.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.